producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Like a Friday, doesn't it? It is a Thursday. Heading into the 4th of July weekend. Time to celebrate some freedom. Are you up for that, folks? Or are you in this group of folks who think freedom is on the decline? I hate surveys like that, especially ahead of a wonderful holiday like the 4th of July, but I understand it. You know, if I were Dinesh D'Souza, I probably would vote that way, too. He's going to join us on the program today. The guy, of course, famous for the movie 2016, which mysteriously led to a Justice Department investigation. Where's that guy going to get his reputation back? He has a new movie out called America. He also has a new book called America, Imagine a World Without Her. He's one of those guys, through his movies, through his books, through his brain power, that just gets you to think. And, by the way, that movie is showing... at least in one North Dakota location, Fargo, right? So it is showing, I believe, in Fargo. You can see America. Anyway, he's going to join us a little later on in the program. We're going to talk with Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Trooper talk's always fun, and a lot of folks are heading out, so we thought a good time just to kind of have a little refresher course on some of the basics. I'm really curious what our worst habits are. I mean, the things they just see over and over and over again, and if they could, you know, give me the three bad driving habits that would really make your life a lot easier, where you'd see a lot less accidents. I'm going to ask them that question today on the program. Also, Congressman Colin Peterson will be here. Big announcement yesterday, the USDA announcing they'd be putting some money essentially into the diversion project and sort of a roundabout way, I guess, and how they're doing it. But that's been the... pet project of Congressman Colin Peterson, so we'll find out about that today on the program as well after the big announcement yesterday where folks were gathered in Moorhead for that. So we look forward to it. Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullen, the Golden Girls, will be here as they always are. We're going to talk about the price of gas. You know, people make this comment from time to time on the air. Look, we got all this oil coming out of the ground in North Dakota. Why does the price of gas cost so much? And, really, the two have nothing to do with each other, but it would be really nice if somehow, some way, you could figure that out. In other words, if we could have all the great things we have going on in the great state of North Dakota combined with, and by the way, lowest price gas of anywhere on the planet, it'd just be kind of a fun little moniker. Now, the reason is it's really, oil's a feedstock. It has to be then shipped to a refinery, and then it comes back, and... supply, demand, where your region is served. Gas is always cheaper in Fargo for one. And our friend Kent Centric at PetroServe USA does a fabulous job of explaining this to us. Why is it cheaper here? One, it's a competitive market. Two, competitive also for the folks that buy at wholesale because they have two options. There's two pipelines that dead end here, see? And nowhere else in the state of North Dakota has that. So I think... when you talk about freedom and free markets, you only have to look at gas prices to know what a difference it makes in Fargo to have lower gas prices. That having been said, I think it's worth taking out for a spin to say they're building mini refineries, diesel refineries, and part of the reason they're doing that is because. While we're a small state, we still have a lot of truck traffic, a lot of diesel use, so it makes sense to have diesel refineries here. All right, well, if there's diesel refineries and the diesel is easier to get here, then you have less of the potential for log jams that cause a problem. But there's a new survey out that July 4th will mark a painful record for gas prices. 1,290 days above $3 a gallon. 1,290 days above $3 a gallon. And so it's worth talking about. What could we do to lower the price of gas? And does that tick you off? Could something be done? Maybe in the way of these micro refineries. The biggest problem with the idea of, but we ought to build a refinery here. And again, you hear it from time to time, and then everything will be better. For one, you still have the world market with the price of oil, so you're still going to have oil being a primary factor without question. And then it's a matter of how you get your gasoline, right? And refineries, say they built a giant refinery here. Oil's here, build another refinery here like Tesoro's done. You still got to ship it to the marketplace. You still got to put it somewhere to get it to where the population centers are, which is why the vast majority of the refineries are not here. They're in places closer to the population centers, which seems to make sense. But I also believe with all the pipelines on the table, with all the infrastructure being talked about, well, spend a little time on this issue because I think it would be a great PR, if nothing else, for the industry. So anyway, we'll tackle that one for you today as well. What do you think of the poll regarding President Obama holding the distinction as the worst modern-day president since World War II? Worst president in 70 years. Voters now say Mitt Romney would have been better. Yeah, well, I knew that the day after the election, but it's nice to know they've come around to that here. How many months later? But anyway, that's in the news. Target, we warned you. We had folks on talking about an effort to get some commentary to the folks at Target, but they have proceeded with their plans to ask their customers not to bring guns into stores. Okay. That reminds me of the Freedom Poll. You hear something like that? Do you feel you're living in the land of the free when a major retail outlet says, you know, it's a Second Amendment deal. We'd prefer if you not exercise it here. Is that why Americans' sense of freedom is dropping? I don't know. Let's see what else is in the headlines here. We have an interesting new U.S. fast food survey. McDonald's, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, kind of some pillars of the fast food game in the U.S. of A., all losing ground in the fast food survey. So some iconic brands taking a little bit of a hit there. 4th of July weekend, McDonald's sort of all-American, isn't it? Losing a little ground. That was rather interesting. Oh, and I'm still just heartsick over this story at the border of the Guatemalan boy. Left his village hoping for a better life in the U.S., died alone in Texas. We have anti-immigration protesters blocking undocumented migrants in California. The story of a United States congressman denied entry into a child immigrant facility that he's trying to find out what's going on. Member of Congress, no, you can't come in here. That's a little odd. This story continues to dominate the headlines, as it should. It is troublesome without question. And then we probably should talk a little bit about what you can face weather-wise as we head into this weekend. As I mentioned, Dinesh D'Souza is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. The Golden Girls from the left and the right. Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner in just a little bit here as well. In the next hour, Trooper Talk and Congressman Colin Peterson on the program. Open phone time to talk about whether you agree with this poll that our sense of freedom is dropping. Whether we ought to, as you fill up, unite behind an effort to bring the price of gas down, and how would you do that? 1,290 days above $3 a gallon. Forecast, as I look at it for today, a lot of sunshine. Talking first about things here in the Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. I don't see a drop of precip possibility even until Monday. And temps, upper 70s today, low 80s tomorrow, 90s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday. Wow. 59 heading for 77 right now in Fargo. Out in the patch, a little cooler, 48 now, heading for 75. But no precip in the forecast till Monday either. Very welcome out there. Look at all this. 75, partly sunny today. 88, partly sunny tomorrow. Mostly sunny Saturday and 91. And right now, as we sit here today, not a cloud in the forecast for Sunday and 79 degrees. So I guess all are complaining about, hey, where's the furnace? It's summer for crying out loud. And stop the rain already. Those prayers have been heard. Growers will be happy with a couple of warm days here. Need some good growing days. More coming up on What's On Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If a trip to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, is on your summer bucket list, have I got a deal for you. Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon. You heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa right on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar higher. A lot of resorts, especially the good ones, don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, guess what? For all of July and August, a buy one, get one. You book a Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. Buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining is fabulous, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And as if that were not enough, how about a 50% off spa treatment any Monday in July or August? Great getaway. Go to chaseonthelake.com right now, promo code Scott to get this deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6-vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We were talking about the alarming statistics that 7 in 10 youth would not be eligible for military service. And there were a number of reasons why, and we went through all of them. And one of the reasons had to do with ear gauges and tattoos that are visible. And during the program, I just had an overwhelming urge to engage the audience in, you know, why anyone would wear an ear gauge. And I sincerely, you know, want to know why. In other words, somebody did call into the program. We asked him a little bit about it, and he had him in for a while, got rid of him. There's like 80 comments on our Facebook page. I just posted a picture of someone's ear with an ear gauge. Not one of those, I mean, a big one, but not a ridiculously big one. And added the question, why? That's all I did, just a why. And it's fascinating to check these out. And a number of people have shared this as well. Most of the answers are what I would answer. You know, Todd says, that would have just been something for my dad to grab a hold of to get my attention. Laurel says, so God didn't do a good enough job, huh? We have to mess his work up all the time. Doreen says, attention singers. Renee says, because he can. It's America. But at our house, we'd be yanking it out with the pliers. Yeah. But a couple of folks said, you know, freedom. It's, and I guess nobody's denying anybody, you know, Brian too says, because it's America. Ann says, duh, this is America. So what if it's not your ear? And, you know, that mentality is, it feels good, do it. There are no rules, just go for it. I mean, worry a little bit about that, just, you know, whatever. Doesn't affect me, so who cares? But one comment really kind of struck me here. There's some funny ones in here, but I encourage you to check out as well. Dan says, my 13-year-old said, if you see these, you should carry a padlock and lock it on and run. Jonathan says, close-minded blanks. He didn't like some of the comments here. Who gives a blank if someone wants to stretch their earlobes? My gosh, it must be nice to be so perfect that you're able to judge other humans upon the rightfully law-abiding decisions they make. Why get fat and then pay to have surgery to be not fat? Just as an example, yet again, who gives a blank? I'm not sure the surgery one is an apt analogy, mainly because, well, I don't know. I guess you could. It's just, I think deciding to put in an ear gauge versus being overweight are kind of apples and oranges, only in the sense that, you know, there are genetic issues that make up, you know, the weight thing versus it can contribute to it. Certainly there's part of that, and I've been there. I had gastric bypass surgery, so I've been there before. You know what I'm saying? Been there, done that. Anyway, it's amazing how people get pushed back here. Nathan says, when we grew up, to be rebellious, when what we grew up with to be rebellious is now a social norm, this is what's next. That's why. Teens aren't closed-minded, they're open-minded, and when past taboos are now normal, they try new things. Charlie says, stupid, why would anyone want to do something primitive tribes do to themselves? And Jonathan, in a free country, you are free to do almost anything you want. But I'm also free to make my judgments. So grow some thicker skin.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Blanquita Cullum's on a flight. Ellen Ratner is AWOL. So you have just me. Economic news that came out here this morning. The economy has added 288,000 jobs. And according to this, the unemployment rate has fallen to 6.1%. the lowest unemployment rate since 2008 September, which would have been the month the Lehman Brothers fiasco began. Now, what was it? That seems like a really high amount of the unemployment rate, wasn't it? Here's the question that always you got to dig to find. If people left the pool, how many people stopped looking for a job? In other words, we're cooking the books when it comes to the unemployment rate. 288,000 jobs being added is fine and good news. Although, again, I mean, look how long this is the most anemic recovery ever because of bad policies, because of crazy ideas like, well, if we just spend more, you know, then we'll jumpstart the economy. Anyway, so I'm more interested in the 6.1% number and how it leads to that, because workforce participation. So if we go back, for instance, to September 2008, the last time that number was, the unemployment rate was about at this rate, how many people were in the workforce compared to how many people are in the workforce today? That's the number I want. I want apples to apples. And you've always got to dig to find them. It's not in this story because these numbers just came out, but we'll have them. We'll dig into them and find out. And it is staggering. And it's the number that never gets reported. And what it essentially means is, well, it's not good. How can that be good when you sit here and say, okay, September 2008, July of 2014, 6 years later, how many less people in the workforce? You've got to go apples to apples when you're judging them. I mean, I think the number we ought to report is how many people are in the workforce. And when it grows, we say fantastic. And obviously then the difference between how many total people are in the workforce and how many people want work but can't get it is a number, but it's when we're talking 6.1% unemployed of a much lower number, we don't have any victory to celebrate. Does that make sense? Instead of what? What's the total work pool? How many people are actually out there in the workforce? That's what makes America go. That number. I guess because we talk in our news, right? I don't know. Anyway, quick break. Dinesh D'Souza on the movie America that's showing in Fargo and the book America, Imagine a World Without Her. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The land of liberty, opportunity, freedom, prosperity, the beacon of hope. That's America, isn't it? But is that the America we hear about if we're a student in school? Is that the America we feel in every fiber of our being as part of the pop culture? You get that sense when you hear our elected leaders talk? Or when President Obama's overseas, apologizing for us? America, imagine a world without her. Dinesh D'Souza wants us to think about these questions. The movie America is out. By the way, it's showing in Fargo, soon to spread throughout other parts of North Dakota. But a large share of our audience in the Red River Valley can see it there. And the book is out, too. Dinesh D'Souza back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, great to be on the show.
Happy 4th of July weekend eve, Independence Day eve, and a good time to think about all these topics. Nice to have you back. I think we last talked during 2016, and you've been put through quite the ringer since that time. Huh? How are you feeling?
Well, it's a rough political terrain out there. You have to realize with Obama, we're dealing with these Alinskyites. I mean, these are guys who have come through the Chicago Mafia School of Politics, and they play rough. They play rough because there's a lot at stake for them. They have a very different view of America. You know, as Obama puts it, he wants to remake America. Well, the way you remake something is you take down the thing that was there before. But I don't think Americans realize that Obama wanted to get rid of a whole idea of America that has been around for a couple of hundred years now and put something very different in its place. And he's doing it.
Yeah, the sad part of this is really they're rewriting history, aren't they? I mean, they're trying to, as I say, they're trying to change the narrative of our beacon of hope, our land of liberty, opportunity, prosperity, freedom.
They need to, because there's a political motive behind this rewriting of history, what I call the shaming of America. The reason for the shaming of America is it paves the way for the shakedown of America. Think of it this way. If somebody wanted to come to your house and take all your stuff, you're going to say, wait a minute, it's mine. I'm not going to give it to you. But imagine if they were to come to you and say, listen, all the stuff in your house is Nazi stolen art. Then you say, well, I didn't steal it. But then they're going to say, well, wait a minute. It doesn't matter if you stole it. If your ancestors stole it and gave it to you, it still belongs to somebody else, and you have to give it back. And that's why we, the government, are here to take your income or to take your wealth. So what I'm getting at here is that this allegation of America, the inexcusable, that our wealth is somehow illegitimately gained through oppression and theft, is all a pretext, an excuse for the government to have the moral authority to come and pick our pockets.
A new poll suggests Americans' sense of freedom is dropping. Does that surprise you that we're seeing folks feel as though they're losing freedom?
Well, I think on the conservative side, no one wants the American freedom to go away, but people feel in the age of Obama that they're less free, that they can't speak their religious point of view, that their economic freedom is diminished, and that America, as a force for freedom, is weaker. Its footprint in the world is being deliberately reduced or shrunk by our current administration. On the liberal side, it's remarkable. A recent Pew study shows that a majority of liberals don't even call themselves proud to be American. And so that's a sobering thought for this 4th of July, that we have a whole group of powerful people in academia, in the media, in education, in Hollywood, and now living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they have at best ambivalent feelings about America, and some of them are just openly hostile, and a few of them would like to blow up America if they had the chance.
And tell me again what poll that was. Where did you see that?
That came out from the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C., just the last few days. And it actually talks about, do you feel proud to call yourself an American? Over 70% of conservatives say yes. I think the liberal number was 40%.
Wow. Yeah, figure that out. Do you feel proud to call yourself American? You'd hope that that we would at least always be able to have that. That's amazing that the political ideology of someone sways their opinion in that regard. That's a sad state of affairs. Let's talk about a couple things. First, the movie. How is this different than 2016? And why is this a perfect follow-up to 2016?
Well, 2016 was a little bit of a horror movie. It was focused on the traumatic ideological journey of one man, Barack Obama. It's a very important and necessary film because it raised the curtain on things about Obama, about his past, about his beliefs, that America just didn't know, and that, to be honest, the media was sort of covering up. Now, the new film is much bigger than Obama. Obama is in it, Hillary's in it, but it's also about the forces that built America up and the forces that are taking America down. And those forces taking America down is the vast progressive movement that is not just in politics, but it's also in culture. And this is a film that's not going to leave you feeling down or depressed or in a funk. It's actually going to leave you feeling that your eyes have been opened. You have a sense of fear, but it's a kind of motivational fear. The film is exhilarating. It's motivating. It leaves you, in a sense, wanting to do more for your country. And that, I think, is just a wonderful feeling for the weekend of the 4th of July.
Is it an antidote, for lack of a better term, to sort of the academic indoctrination of we need to apologize for America? I mean, will it counter some of the teachings of academia out there about America?
Yes, in the early 10 minutes or so of the film, I bring all the leading leftists, the most intelligent of them, the most fierce, and this is all the way from the domestic terrorist Bill Ayers, Ward Churchill, the MIT radical Noam Chomsky, Elizabeth Warren, Obama. I let all these people rail and rant about America, say what's bad about America. I let them have their say. And then one by one, I turn around and decimate their arguments. And I don't just do it by talking. I drop people into episodes of American history where they can actually see what the founders actually decided, what actually happened at the Lincoln-Douglas debate. So while in 2016 we traveled through space, taking you to Indonesia and Hawaii and then Kenya, in this film, we take you through time. So we're able to show episodes of the past that are extremely relevant for the political controversies that we face in the present.
Dinesh D'Souza is with us, the filmmaker, the author. So this is really important. I mean, if we don't, restore the idea of the importance of American ideals, how in the world can we hang on to it?
That's right. You mentioned that it's depressing and it's sad that so many Americans on the liberal side are not proud of America. But you have to remember that our young people have been taught this narrative of American shame for almost 25 years now. So some of them are even not so young, who are products of this indoctrination. Now, what is the left doing here? It's going through American history, leaving about 90% of it out, and selecting a handful of facts that strung together make it look like American history is one set of inexcusable crimes upon another. And it's all bad news until the wonderful 60s came along. So this is kind of their narrative, and that's how they get to call themselves progressive. Apparently, Washington, Jefferson, and Madison couldn't get it right, but Obama and Hillary, who are far superior in intelligence, are finally now figuring it out. And this is the nonsense that's also communicated to our young people. You're the smartest generation in history. You've had thoughts that no previous generation has had, and so on. So part of what I'm doing as an immigrant is I'm blowing the whistle on this scam, and in the film, taking it on intellectually, emotionally, and showing people the untold story of America that's been kept from them.
And really, it's incumbent on folks who feel like you do, and, you know, heed the message of the whistle, of the call, to really make our voices heard. This is you can sort of wallow in the just state of how we've got to where we are, or you can get inspired and go to work and do something about it. Really, that's what we need to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about how the Soviet Union collapsed, it collapsed because it lost faith in itself. People basically realized that the reigning ideology was just made no sense, and they couldn't really summon up the resources to hang on to it anymore. Now, the left is trying to do that to us in America. It's trying to make us, in a sense, lose faith in the American ideal. I think that there is a deep, nascent patriotism in the breast of Americans. What it needs is it needs someone to lay out, what is it about America that is worth loving? Why is it that this leftist narrative, which seems plausible on the surface, I mean, didn't we take the country from the Native Americans? Didn't we steal the labor of the African Americans? So the left pretends like they're just the facts, man. They're just telling us what really happened, and we just got to face up to how grim and awful our country's history has been. But those facts are doctored, they're manipulated, a whole bunch of stuff is left out. So in this America film, you'll see a new side of America that's absolutely 100% true. But you've never seen it before. And that's why the left is coming out railing and screaming about this film. They don't want people to see it because they know that it ultimately lifts the curtain on the stuff that they've been trying to keep under the rug.
You were on with Megyn Kelly the other night on the Fox News Channel's Kelly File and talking about the book and the movie. And you said that you believe that the president, Barack Obama, believes in American exceptionalism. But instead of believing that we're exceptionally good, he believes we're exceptionally evil. Going back again to the roots of his belief set from 2016. And that seemed to brush back Megyn Kelly a little bit. So she pressed you a little bit on that, and you used an analogy to explain it. Tell our listeners what you said.
Well, the analogy was, Megyn Kelly was saying that she was asking me, do you really think that President Obama wants to downsize America? And I said, yes. And then she goes, well, is it because he hates America? Is he some sort of a traitor to America? And I said, no, it's not that. He just thinks it would be better for America and for the world if America was if America had a reduced influence. And then I gave an analogy. I said, look, imagine if you had a dad who was an abuser or a serial killer. Now, you love your dad. He's your dad. But he's doing a lot of damage to society and to himself. So you would consider it good for society and also for him to prevent him from being able to cause all this damage. You would rather have him locked up in the basement or have his influence reduced, so that the world would be better and he would be better. So Obama, I think, looks at America that way. Now, some people thought I was saying that, Obama is some sort of a serial killer. No, I was saying Obama views America as having been a kind of monster in the world, throwing around its weight, bullying people and so on. So from Obama's point of view, it is a moral thing. It is good, both for America and for the world,
to grab this monster and tie it down. This is worth pursuing a little bit. We'll do it when we come back from the break, because a lot of our audience believes he wants to destroy America. But you're saying he thinks this will be better for America. Let's play with that one a little bit. Let's talk about the book when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're chatting with New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza. New book, America, Land of the Thieves. New movie in theaters now called America. One more segment with Dinesh. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about your analogy with Megyn Kelly the other night on Fox News Channel. And, you know, I always go back and forth from whether or not what we're seeing unfold in America is the result of incompetence of this administration or whether it's intentional. And I would wager if I had to take an instant poll of the audience, they'd say it's all intentional and this guy's out to destroy America. Your analogy sounds more like you're saying, you know, he has this view that it'll be better for America if we're perceived as more of an equal rather than exceptional. What's your view of that?
Well, you know, if choosing between those two camps, I definitely go with the intentional, because Obama's not incompetent in the way Jimmy Carter was incompetent. Now, when Jimmy Carter pulled the Persian rug out from under the Shah, he did not expect to get Khomeini. So it was like, whoops, he got Khomeini. He was horrified. He essentially got rid of the bad guy and got the worst guy. Now, Obama, when he helped to get rid of Mubarak in Egypt, got the Muslim Brotherhood. But you did not get the sense that he was even in the slightest bit horrified. In fact, he seemed serenely pleased that he had knocked out an American ally and brought in a guy who was brought in an organization that was at least hostile to America, if not in bed with the terrorist network. You felt that Obama didn't mind that that happened. Now, what I'm saying is this isn't just due to a mindless hatred of America. Obama sees us as the bad guy. He sees us as the, to some degree, the evil empire that's been throwing its weight around the world. So he thinks that he's doing a good thing by containing, by corralling, by roping America and pulling it down, because he thinks that a smaller America makes the world a safer place. That's my point about Obama. At the root of it, no one is just motivated by pure destruction. They're destroying America or they're shrinking America because they think that America has had a bad influence.
What if they win? What if their side prevails?
Prevails.
In the book, you're asking us through this book to imagine a world without her. What would that look like?
Well, think of America. We've been living in the American era for the last 60 years. People don't realize it, but it's a very special time to be an American. The abundance of ordinary life, the kind of life that people have in America, also America's influence in the world. For the past 60 years, since the end of World War II, nothing important can happen in the world without America at least having a big say-so, if not deciding the outcome. Now, what does it mean to be a normal country? Obama keeps talking about us being a normal country. Being a normal country, by the way, is a little bit like playing a soccer match against Belgium and they beat us. That's being a normal country. A normal country in foreign policy means that we would be a little bit like Canada. So if something happens in Asia or South America and the Canadians have a point of view, we don't actually know about it. Why not? Because we don't actually care. In fact, no one does. So being a normal country means being irrelevant, being one country at the big dining table of nations. That's what Obama wants us to be. And once we lose our top position on the pedestal, we're never going to get it back. The British never got it back. The Romans never did. The Mongols never did. No country that loses its top position in the world ever returns.
You have said that you believe we're being prepared for a political and financial shakedown. What kind of timeline, first of all, and explain to me what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is that in various cunning ways, this administration is increasing the power of the government, reducing the power of the private or the productive sector, and figuring out ways to transfer wealth away from the productive class, which is people like Steve Jobs, to the unproductive class, people like Barack Obama. Now, people like Jobs are skilled at making things, iPhones, anticipating people's wants and serving them. Creating wealth, if you will. Now, think about Obama. He wouldn't even know how to begin to design an iPhone. He can't even put up a website. He's not good at that. But what is he good at? He's good at resentment. He's good at anger. He knows how to work up the mob. He knows how to play to people's envy and tell people, listen, if you vote for me, I'll go target the CEOs. I'll take their stuff. I'll give some of it to you. So he's a resentment organizer. And what he's trying to do is to create a transfer of wealth and power away from the entrepreneurial class and toward, if you will, the class of resentful journalists, academicians, community organizers, and politicians.
Minute left. So tell our audience why they ought to read the book, why they ought to see the movie, and why they ought to engage on this issue.
Well, this film, by the way, America, you should see it this weekend in the theater. It's an experience like I promise you you've never had before. It'll show you America in a way you haven't experienced America. It'll bring out forgotten feelings about America that the left has done so much to demoralize and suppress. The book is the intellectual spine of the film. A book has, in a way, more intellectual detail, more history, more footnotes. So the book is the sort of handbook that you need to become a very dangerous American. You now know your own history. You know the American story in a way, and you can counter the allegations of the left. But the film is an experience of America that's perfect for the whole family. It'll leave you feeling great about America. It's the kind of shot in the arm that we need this 4th of July.
We do. Yeah, we need to consider it like armor for the battle. That's the best way, I think, to, you know, you need a little inspiration here. Dinesh, always appreciate your good work. Sorry you've gone through what you've gone through, just trying to defend freedom, stand up for freedom, and appreciate your good work.
Thank you very much.
Dinesh D'Souza, a New York Times bestselling author. I've interviewed him many times for many of his books and really enjoy it. And now movie maker, too. America in theaters this weekend. Look for it. See it. Get the book, America. We'll continue after this on What's On Your Mind. We'll talk freedom next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.